Because she's a minor, the freshman at Monroe Junior Senior High School is referred to in the lawsuit by the initials IB. According to the lawsuit, IB says she was being bullied by students who were using offensive, inappropriate, and racist language, including the racial N-word slur. IB is white, but says she is known as being an ally for racial justice and the Black Lives Matter movement. According to the lawsuit, she says she reported the bullying to Monroe Central's administration, but says they did nothing. She then posted a 9-second TikTok video created off school grounds that included photos of three students she says were using the slurs. Monroe Junior Senior High School Principal David Rutherford suspended IB for 2 days. The lawsuit details a phone call to her home, saying Rutherford said the video constituted slander. In the formal notice of suspension, he wrote, "It is not her role to police other students' speech." An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union is representing IB. In the lawsuit filing, he says the video is completely truthful and accurate, and the suspension violates her First Amendment rights. Dom Caristi is a professor of telecommunications at Ball State University. He says schools regulating student speech off campus is a slippery slope.
It's understandable that schools would not want it to rise to the level of bullying. But if it's something that might rise to the level of embarrassment, should schools be getting involved? Probably not.
The case is similar to one heard recently at the U.S. Supreme Court, where a Texas student's off-campus video rant got her suspended from her school's cheerleading squad. Monroe Central School Corporation did not respond to a request for comment. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.